Good afternoon, everybody. I understand we have 22 people on the line. My name is Mike Buck. I'm the new CEO of Petromatad, and I'm in the FTI offices here in London. And I'm also joined by Tim Bushell, who is a non-executive director for the company. What I propose to do, I hope that you have access and have had the chance to have a look at the presentation that we have put up on the website that goes along with this phone call this afternoon. I hope that you have access to that, but I don't intend to run through the whole thing. What I thought I would do is give just a little bit of a 15-minute introduction, run a little bit through the developments within the company, a little bit about myself, what we're planning, and then basically throw the call open to questions. And please feel free to ask anything you want. So I shall begin, and I suggest we take questions once I've finished. Unless there's anything I've said that's completely impossible to understand, then please feel free to dive in. So first of all, a little bit about myself. As I said, my name's Mike Buck. I've got almost 40 years of experience in the international E&P business, and I've worked in many countries around the world, and I've been fortunate enough to find a fair amount of oil that is now in production. I'm an explorer by background, and I would say an explorer at heart, and I was very, very pleased to be offered the chance to join Petromatad, because exploring for oil in out-of-the-way places, particularly onshore, is what I very much enjoy doing. And so I was very very pleased to join Petromatad. I joined in October of last year, so I've only been with the company for about 3 months. But in conjunction with Tim, the other new member of the Petromatad board, we've kind of changed a little bit the direction and the strategy of the company over the last few months, recognizing the very interesting potential we have in Western Mongolia in Blocks 4 and 5, and the potential we have, more modest in size, but good chance of success close to the existing production in Mongolia in Block 19 that's operated by PetroChina. We put together a presentation in the hope that we could interest investors in funding us for a work program of multiple wells, and I'm pleased to say that has been successful, and we are now financed for a four-well program in 2018 that I will briefly talk you through. Now, obviously, this certainly from the outside will look like a major departure and a change in strategy. The focus of the company previously was to try and find a farm-in partner, and that had been done quite successfully back in 2014 when BG had farmed into Blocks 4 and 5. And as an outside observer at that time, I remember thinking, well done, Petromatad. Not only did you attract a big boy to come into Blocks 4 and 5, therefore they must think the technical work that has been done is highly believable and merits their farming in. They must also think that there is very big potential in Blocks 4 and 5, and I certainly believe that to be the case. Unfortunate then that on the takeover of BG by Shell, Shell chose to exit because they were rationalizing down from 50-plus companies to somewhere in the region of 30, and Mongolia was quite an easy exit strategy for them. They just really had to pay the balance of the unexpended farm-in funds and leave, which left Petromatad basically looking for another farm-in-e. That process has been ongoing. Nobody has made an offer, although everybody that looks at the rocks say they really like the technical aspects. But in consultation with the rest of the board and also with Petrovis, our major shareholder, we thought that getting ourselves funded for a program in 2018 would be a good thing to do. One, we can actually action that program if we choose, And two, if we do still want to farm out or if companies do want to farm in, then we can negotiate a deal from a position of more strength where actually farm in is a nice to do rather than the only way to fund. So over the last few weeks, we've been on the road presenting the Petromitad story to the market, and I'm pleased to say that we have found quite a lot of enthusiasm to fund, and so we've announced the $16 million placing, which will go to the EGM next week and hopefully will be approved. But I would say at this point that the idea of farm out has not gone away. We are rejuvenating that process with some of the new technical work we've done, and we are certainly open to the idea of a farm-in partner because it should allow us to expand the work program to be able to target even more of the prospects we have within the portfolio. So that's by way of a little bit of background on the on what has changed recently. If I can just tell you my thoughts on the assets themselves, obviously we have three PSCs covering a large amount of acreage in Mongolia, and Block 4 and 5 and Block 20 have very different complexions in terms of their prospectivity. What I like about Block 20 is that right along the border, the northern border with the producing Block 19, we have a small family of five what I call lease line prospects that straddle the boundary between Block 19 and Block 20. Three of those five structures have actually been drilled on the PetroChina side and have been found to be oil-bearing. So that makes the chance of success of drilling these structures on our side of the border pretty high, in the 50 to 75% chance of success range, because effectively it's an appraisal risk. And although these features are relatively modest in size, we have a couple of features that look like they could be 8 million barrels recoverable. In this area, it's likely that the minimum economic field size is about 3 million barrels. So commercially, and certainly for a company of our size at the moment, these are quite attractive. And they offer us a good chance of early commercialization via the PetroChina facilities and a way to actually start generating some revenue with the goal of becoming a self-sustaining, self-funding company. So we've just, as you will have seen if you've been following the press releases, about a month ago we were able to get government approval for an extension to Block 20, so we now have 2.5 more years to run on the exploration license, which gives us plenty of time to get a couple of wells drilled on the Block 20 prospectivity and see whether we can convert those drilling targets into possibilities for early production and commercialization. And it's fair to say that to the investment community, that kind of high chance of success, relatively quick to commercialize, that kind of opportunity is attractive as a nice balance for what we have in Blocks 4 and 5. And fair to say that my joining Petromitad was because of my enthusiasm for the geology in Blocks 4 and 5. I wasn't really aware of what Block 20 looked like until I got through the door and had the chance to see. But I like the chance of some early revenue, but in terms of the true exploration or amounts of the portfolio, Blocks 4 and 5 look really very good. As I think you all know, we have a situation where this is an undrilled frontier, but the geology of the area, of the basins of southern Mongolia, is very similar to the geology of the basins of northern China. And those basins have been drilled over the last many decades and have proven to be highly prolific for oil production. And we see the same enticing possibility in the basins in southern Mongolia. And within Blocks 4 and 5, which are obviously very large, we've identified 12 potentially prospective basins, 55 prospects and leads within that. All of the technical work has been done at this stage, minus the interpretation of the recently shot 3D. and effectively we are ready to drill. We have a rig contract and we plan to mobilize that rig in the second quarter of the year, or probably pulling the trigger in March. I'd like to be drilling before the end of the second quarter, and our targets are going to be firstly Wild Horse, which is a very nice looking prospect in Block 4, 290 million barrels of potential, a relatively shallow well, and a prospect that I like to refer to as must drill. These are the kind of structures that explorers do not like to walk away from and leave for somebody else to drill. It's got four-way dip closure, it's got fault-bounded closure, it's got some amplitude anomalies that seem to conform to structure, which are potentially indicative of hydrocarbon presence. And as I say, relatively shallow, relatively cheap. So I'm looking forward to drilling Wild Horse, and I was pleased to see that WoodMac, one of the industry watchers who produce a lot of information on what's going on globally in the oil business, have named Wild Horse as a well to watch in 2018, one of the top 20 exploration wells of 2018. So it's nice to get that recognition alongside a number of companies like Eni and Repsol, bigger companies that have targets. I'm glad to see Petromatad is on the list. Because, to be honest, if the Blocks 4 and 5 petroleum systems do work, then it's going to really put Mongolia on the map in terms of its global potential. So following on from Wild Horse, we plan to drill a well on the Falcon prospect. That is where we've recently shot the 3D. That data is now being processed. We're expecting to get the first data volume to work on by the end of this month. That will be the pre-stack time-migrated data. And then we'll have the final product pre-stack depth migration data by the end of March, allowing us to pick a location shortly thereafter and therefore be ready to drill Falcon back-to-back with Wild Horse. So technically, that's the program. Commercially, the relatively low drilling costs and the very favorable PSC terms in Mongolia make the success case economics of these features very, very attractive. And certainly when, you know, in the hands of a company like Petromatad, where our materiality threshold is relatively low, success in Block 20 is certainly material, and in Blocks 4 and 5 is could really be quite spectacular. So very much looking forward to getting moving on the program. It's going to be a very exciting operational year. Glad to say that we've already got the rig contracted in country and waiting to go for the 4 and 5 program. And since we got the extension on Block 20, we're now in negotiation with all of the rig contractors in Mongolia to find the best deal and the best rig to drill in Block 20. So that is the program that we're looking forward to. It's going to be a very, very active year. And, you know, I would like us to be judged on delivering that program and then obviously on the results. And I'm very enthusiastic for it.